You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 43, Perception Creates Reality. Our Thursday show is set aside for you, our listeners. This is the day when your voice can be heard asking your questions and leaving your comments. I'm always excited to hear from our listeners, and I would love to hear from you. If you have something you would like to share with our listening audience or a question you would like to have answered, please make an MP3 recording of it and send it to me at questions@awakenthehealing.com. Please let me know how the information on this show and in the book have helped you. I really look forward to hearing from you. I'd also like to remind those of you who listen to the show via your smartphones that you can now download the free Audio Boom app. Just go to the App Store on your phone and download the appropriate Audio Boom app for your phone. Set up a free account with Audio Boom and follow the show. At this time, I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast and for following, liking, sharing, subscribing, and tweeting about the show. I also want to thank Audio Boom for hosting this incredible podcast. I appreciate you all, and I couldn't do this without you. Thank you for helping me spread the word around the world. I have an announcement to make. Episode 46, which will air next Thursday, will be the last episode for this year. I will be taking 2 weeks off to prepare for the new year. I really need a break. It's been an incredible year, and it will give you time to get caught up and refreshed on some of the past episodes. When we resume the podcast in the new year, on the 5th of January, it will only be for 2 days a week and no longer 3 days a week. The new episodes for 2016 will air on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I have a treat in store for you, or should I say, Spirit has something in store for you. I'm working on the details now, but I know you will like the new edition. So I just want to remind you that after episode 46, we'll be taking 2 weeks off. Please take that time to digest those wonderful episodes and enjoy your holidays. Today I have a beautiful message from Spirit about perception creating reality. It will follow our question today. This question came from one of our listeners in New York State, Shauna Udemark. Shauna has contributed to our show in the past, and I want to thank you, Shauna, for continuing to do so. This question relates to our episodes on health and voltage. I will play Shauna's recording, and then I'll get to the message. Here is Shauna.
The recent podcasts have really resonated with me and made me think a lot about the people I know that have ailments. And I've tried to pass on my suggestions and information that I've learned, but I find that it's discarded really quickly. Do you have any tips on how I could encourage more positive habits without coming off too offensive?
Thank you again, Shauna, for that question. I'm sure you're not the only one experiencing this. Well, as I've said in the past, everyone is not a vibrational match to their own healing. You're trying to give them some advice, and I know it's out of love that you're doing that. You really want to help. And I know you, Shauna, you are so sweet, and I can't imagine you coming off too harsh or anything like that. It's sometimes hard to believe that people really don't want to hear what you have to say because you want them to get better. But in some cases, they're just not open or ready for that information. You have to always remember that people have created their own realities, consciously or unconsciously. There's really nothing you can do to change that for them. They have to want to change for themselves. Also, remember that illnesses offer great spiritual lessons for us, but most importantly, remember that we offer ourselves those lessons. No one else is putting that on us. All you can do is offer the advice and then let it go. Use what you've learned to benefit yourself and your family. That's really all you can do. But thank you so much for trying to share the information you've learned. Now, let's get to our message from Spirit today. The message today is about perception creating reality. And we all know this to be true. What I'm going to show you today is how your perception of lack and deficit create undue stress in your life and so many more unwanted things. But this perception is an illusion. This is what Spirit said about the truth of our reality. They say that our life is like a beautiful portrait. And they were talking to me, so they referred to something that I could relate to. When I was young, I used to like to look at those books called Where is Waldo? If you're not familiar with these children's books, these are all picture books. They would have the most detailed landscapes with tons of stuff in the pictures. And among all the finer details, a little boy named Waldo would be hidden, and you had to find him. For me, the jungle scenes were always the hardest, and many times I was convinced that they forgot to put Waldo in the picture, as they must have become distracted by creating so much scenery to hide him in. Well, Spirit used this as an example for me. They said that our lives are very much detailed, like the beautiful landscapes of those picture books. Before we make this journey here to come to this physical realm, we prepare ourselves for it in every way. Every little detail has been accounted for. Everything we will ever need, want, or desire has already been added to our portrait. But it's not obvious to us. We don't realize that we already have everything that we could ever want or need. You can say that they are hidden vibrationally among the junglescape of our lives. And just like the Where's Waldo picture books, you have to look very closely to see them. Or in other words, you have to begin to resonate with the abundance that you brought here with you before you will see it. Now, I remember seeing entire lists of more than 100 items that were hidden among the landscapes in some of those pictures. When you first looked at the picture, you could never see any of it. You just saw the picture of a city or a park or a jungle or whatever it was, but never an upside-down car hanging among the bananas. Yet, it was all there, even Waldo. I was always amazed at how many of those things I couldn't see because they were so artistically hidden among the other items in the picture. I found it even more interesting that once I became aware of the list of items, then I began to see them, but only after closing the book and taking a break. Sometimes I would get distracted and didn't go back for days, but once I returned to the same picture, I saw the very things that I couldn't see before, and they seemed to stand out like a sore thumb. I always wondered what happened in that period of time when I took a break. Well, now I understand. I let it go. And I knew what I was looking for, and I expected it all to be there. This is what allowed me to see those items, including Waldo, when I went back and looked. Well, Spirit says that this is what perception is all about. This is exactly how it is in our lives. When you believe that you don't already have everything that you want and need, you will never have it or see it. Simply because you don't believe that it's there. Remember that you can't perceive a thing unless you resonate with it. And part of resonating with something requires knowing that it already exists. It's like when I didn't know to look for the car in the landscape, I would have never seen it among the bananas. This is just an example, but you understand what I'm saying. Spirit says that we go through our lives believing that we don't already have everything that we need and want. And this is simply not true. But when you believe that, you won't have it. because perception creates reality. Once you become aware that you came here with everything that you could ever want, need, and desire, then you can stop feeling like you're lacking in some part of your life. You now need to just relax and know that it's in your vibrational landscape, and when you're ready to see it, it will appear. Whenever you try too hard to find something, it becomes invisible to you. Take your car keys, for example. They could be right in your face and you won't see them because you're stressed out and running late. Then when you finally relax a bit or have someone else help you look for them, they're always in a place that you've looked several times. This happens with many things in our lives. We're so busy trying to force stuff to happen for us that we end up pushing it all away. Forcing things only delays the appearance of them. It wasn't until I closed the book and went along doing something else and then returned that I could see it. I completely let it go. And the most frustrating part of it all was when I found little Waldo sitting smack dab in the middle of the picture, looking right at me. Sometimes the things that are so obvious are completely invisible to us. I always love spirit's analogies because they're always so good. You first have to know that you have everything that you could ever want and need, because if you continue to believe that you don't, you will never have it. Our job is to change our perspective from one of lack to one of abundance. All that we desire already exists all around us. It's all just waiting for us to resonate with it. It is our belief in lack and limitation that make it a reality in our lives. Begin to know that your life is already complete, and now you must relax and simply allow all that you desire to reveal itself to you. Distract yourself with things that bring you joy and make you feel good. Then those wonderful things you brought with you on this journey can reveal themselves to you. You know the saying is true. You can't see the jungle for the trees. I like that one, so I changed it up a bit. But you know what I'm saying. Alter your perception and begin to see the wealth and abundance that surrounds you on every side. It's your choice how you decide to perceive your reality. If you want to begin to live the life that you were born to live, then choose to see that you already have everything that you could ever want, need, and desire. And that, my friends, will become your reality. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.